slice of rural America in the 1950s. And what we have discovered since the book has been out and for sale since the end of April of this year is the wonderful comment section, you might say, that readers of the book have developed for the enthusiasm of learning our story in the 1950s and our life on our farm in the Great Plains of North Dakota in the 1950s.
I know that you've had some visits to libraries and various places where you've talked about the book. And people always have something to share.
That's right. And most often what we hear is that I couldn't put the book down because it's just like reliving my life as I read your story. And that's what is kind of interesting about this whole thing is the life that folks shared and had in the 1950s. So many of the similar experiences when they got electricity, especially in rural America or in the Great Plains area. Now, we have discovered that, of course, the America was settled from east to west, and so consequently, the electricity came from east to west. It also, the television and communication, the telephone, getting that into our homes, occurred later in the Northern Great Plains. But it was during that 1950s time, and so many technological advances that occurred too. But that's what people can identify with.
Yes, very good. And Jackie McGregor, your sister is joining us from Washington, the state of Washington.
That is correct.
Yes. So good morning to you, Jackie.
This is Jackie, and I want to dovetail on what Janine has just said, that yes, many people raised in the country can identify with what we've written. However, it's not only for those people to find something in that book for themselves. I have heard people who have grown up in the city who have said, I'm surprised. I didn't know anything like that went on the farm. How did you do that? How are you brave enough? There are so many things that people who aren't country people just don't know about.
That's for sure. It's a different life.
It's very interesting to them as well.
Yes. So, Jackie, you and Janine have, because of the success of your book and because of this feedback you get from people, now you're on to a new project where the whole story continues. So I don't know, Janine, do you want to start out with that explanation?
Sure. We developed a platform in which we can converse, and we call it a chat, back and forth with folks who lived during the 1950s. They might have been children during that decade. They might have been adults. They might be coming from rural America or urban America, the banking profession, the communication profession. What we want to do is bring the history of the 1950s alive and spoken from people who lived it then. So we have developed, we are in the process, and we will keep improving as we go along with this.
Because you've had your first trial.
We did. Last night was our first live stream it's called the 1950s Fun Chat, and it's on our YouTube channel by that same name, the 1950s Fun Chat. So even though it's live on Monday evenings at 8 p.m. Central, the recordings are archived on YouTube, so you can go on there anytime and listen to whichever broadcast you want. Last night, our first guest on this show was Kay Knopp Ogren, and of course she's my sister-in-law, but she had a marvelous story and touched on memories that she had of farm life along with country school.
So, Jackie, this involves, in my mind, a lot of technology. You're hooking up the two of you, and then you have a guest and just lots of things related to the YouTube. How have you been involved in this whole process?
I have been, let's say, an assistant. My sister as I said before, continues to think outside the box, and she has become an engineer, a technological engineer, something that she never thought she'd be doing, but guess what? We have been helped. Also, we found that there are a lot of little things that go into producing a show. Lighting, what you're wearing, your lip color or not, or just so many more things. Maybe you need to have the correct equipment, be it cell phone, iPad, or computer. And we're just, and I know that we know that every guest is going to be different, and we're going to be presented with different challenges, but I think we're going to figure it out.
Mm-hmm. I think you are too, and because you're always willing to take that kind of next step. And I'm thinking, as you're talking about all these things to think about, you're going to appreciate other people's programming more, yes, knowing
that's
that all
right.
this goes on behind the scenes also. So
exactly.
You've had your first go, and Monday's mm-hmm. coming up, and so
that's right.
you've got to be planning ahead for your guests.
That's right. We already have additional five guests, the next five guests aligned. Our next guest is going to be a dear neighbor of ours from where we grew up in Minocan. She is in her 90s now, and I consider her one of the matriarchs of Minocan, North Dakota. Her name is Marge Perkins, and she will be talking about, if I have this correct, Jackie, is it the community and farm life as well? But
yes,
but she
right.
will help
in the community, and also, and then okay. also how there was a period of time due to crop failure or due to other things, maybe something that happened in the family, where the farm wife needed to leave the farm during the day and get a job in town. And how did that affect the town? And did that change the community? She'll be talking on things such as that.
And how did it even change her family? I do yes. want to point out to our listeners that this, our show, the 1950s Fun Chat, is a video show. It's not just an audio. So we have the opportunity with the platform we're using to bring on guests from all over the world. Consequently, I'm in Iowa. As the producer of the show, Jackie's in Washington, and any guests that we have can be streamed in from anywhere, and we are all shown on the video, and we're shown chatting. People can make comments on our YouTube broadcast as it is ongoing, and so that makes it fun for us too, because we're reaching out beyond even our guest and trying to learn more about experiences from the 1950s. Okay.
As people send comments or questions, can you reply to those at the time?
I can, but it gets to be a little tricky because I am in producing the show, and I'm clicking buttons here and there, and my mouse is moving here and there, and yet I'm also the host, so I'm trying to keep looking at the screen and interact with Jackie and the guest too. So it's a learning experience.
Yes, and that, you know, yes, Jackie.
I was going to say, she's a super multitasker.
Thank you.
Has to be, yes. And as you get that experience, I'm sure that then you can start adding some other things like that.
We hope so.
So as folks tune in or watch, as you say, on YouTube
yes.
anytime, mm-hmm. if they have some comments and so on,
yes.
you know, you're always open to suggestions for improvement. Let's talk a little bit. Jackie, do you have any guests in your mind coming up? Or think you'd like to have?
Well, we do have guests, but I think that we will just announce the forthcoming one, which we did, and she told you about Marge.
Okay, you don't want to spill the beans on future
right.
future programs. Okay,
we do have a variety, and not always women. We have some men lined mm-hmm. up too.
Okay, yeah, it's good mm-hmm. to have a variety, and mm-hmm. as Jadine just mentioned, your first person is. A little older, a little more mature, some people mm-hmm. would say, mm-hmm. versus
yeah.
others maybe at the other end of the spectrum.
Well, because we're focusing on the 1950s, we anticipate that more than likely no one will be younger than age 70. Now, I've been in touch with one guest, was born in 1957, has a remarkable story to tell. And he said, well, I don't know that I fit your show because I lived more in the 60s and 70s. And yet, with his description of what he is interested in talking about on the show, it really ties in. His life started in the 50s, but we were still, our communities, our lifestyle, especially in rural America on the Great Plains, was still melded together as we went into those next decades.
He might have some school memories. I don't know if he's mentioned that, but it has to start somewhere. Mm-hmm. If you're five or six or seven, and as you say, some people have wonderful memories of that. So, again, let's talk a little bit about the technology. Before we do that, maybe you should just give a real brief description of the book, because there may be a few people out there who've not read the book.
Okay, Jackie, would you like to handle that?
Let me see. There's so much to say. Basically, it all started when I, if you want me to go back this far, I can start there and then you can pick up, Janine.
And
in 2004, I started writing something called My Story, and I was just writing it for my children and their children, and I had about 30 pages. And then Janine had read it, and then we've all put it aside.
Okay.
And then just a year ago, she said, you know, we should use that. We should write a book.
Okay, Jackie, I'm sorry I asked you a kind of a question that added a longer answer. And would you believe this? We are out of time.
Yes, so, this is a long answer.
Okay, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Thank
you're
you
welcome.
To Janine
you're
and
welcome.
Folks. If you're all familiar with YouTube, you'll know exactly how to get in on that. And you're doing this every Monday. So,
yes, we are.
Okay, great. Thanks to both of you
you're
for
welcome.
Visiting with us today.
Thank you.
Until here's a thought from Louisa May Alcott. It takes two flints to make a fire.